any other word, maybe?
Well, it's not fresh. Uh-huh. Tainted, molded, dangerous.
How about if it's just been
leftovers?
Same thing, maybe, for milk has been left out too long.
Soured.
If it's more than soured, what you might say. Any other words? Okay. All right. What about the meat from the head of a hog? You can make something.
Well, that's right. A hog head cheese.
Uh huh. And what about the dish that you can make by cooking and grinding up hog liver? What do you call that? You can eat that.
Well, Germans call it liverwurst, or they call it liver pudding.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
I never did.
Have you ever heard any?
Oh, I've heard of blood pudding, but I never.
And what about the juice from the head cheese or the liver sausage mixed with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat? Have you ever had that for breakfast after
no,
it's cooked?
I don't know what to talk about, though, but I know what they're talking about, but I can't think of it. It's a combination of meat and cereal.
Mm-hmm. How about scrap?
That's it.
Could you go ahead and say that?
Yeah.
What?
Scruff.
How about scrap?
I'm sorry, I just can't think of the name of it. But I know I've eaten it 1,000 times.
Scrapple?
Scrapple, that's it.
Okay. And, we were talking about leaving milk out. Like it's soured?
Clabbers.
Okay.
Then they make cottage cheese out of it.
What about butter that's left out for too long?
Well, the butter will sour too.
Is there a name for it when it gets
rancid?
Like that? After you've been milking a cow, what's the first thing you do with the milk after you're finished?
After you finish milking,
uh-huh,
you put it in the pan, strain it.
All right. Now, have you ever had a fruit pie made with apples, only it has several layers of apples and pastry?
No, I never have had anything like that. Apple cake or something like that, I never have had it.
Okay. You don't recall any names for it then? Thing besides apple cake.
The only thing I know of, they call that apple cake, but I never have seen one. I never have eaten any of it. I've eaten a whole lot of apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the S&S cafeteria make the best apple pie I think I ever ate.
Well, say if you went down to the S&S or if you went out to the dining room here and someone had a good appetite, you'd say, he sure likes to put away his.
He sure has what?
If he ate all his food and he had a real good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his.
Well, you say he enjoyed it, he sure loves to put away his meal, he sure loves to clean his plate, or.
Okay. You say you like apple pie.
Yeah.